This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning. It is 6:15. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Very good indeed. Let's start off with the Blind Community Organisation president has stepped down after 27 years. Tell us about this.
Now, it's not going to make the front page of the newspaper, but it's one of, but this person is one of those unsung heroes who've done a tremendous job. Her name is Lily Skernick. She's been president of a group in Sydney for people who are blind or, and or visually impaired. She herself is blind and she has led this group for 27 years. And what she has done is, despite the fact that she has no sight, she has arranged for Jewish news from Australian Jewish news to be read into, remember those things called tape recorders and onto people's phones. And so that they could then be played in people's homes, people who do not have sight, who do not have vision, so that they could be in touch with the Jewish news from here in Australia and around the world. She has arranged speakers to come and speak to the blind group, the visually impaired group. It's been a non-profit organization. It's been supported by Jewish Care, which is our Jewish welfare organization. But it's been going for 3 decades, and this one individual has been the absolute pillar behind this group for all of this time. And the nice part of the story is that she's being succeeded by her daughter, who's taking on the role of president. Her daughter is not visually impaired, is not blind, but the person who has driven this thing and been its inspiration for all this time is stepping down. So, like I said, it's not going to make the front page anytime soon, but it's just one of those people who keep a community going behind the scenes.
Absolutely incredible and unbelievable after 27 years. Social Justice Summit being held in Sydney.
So this happened 2 days ago on Sunday. They had all of, put on by the Emmanuel Synagogue, which is one of our progressive synagogues, and they brought together 28 different speakers, all inspirational movers and shakers, all in the social justice space, and including, I have to say, quite a number of former South Africans. So like two standouts, there's a guy, his name is Andy Cooper, K-U-P-E-R. Now, I don't know if that's a household name or not in South Africa, but he's a former Johannesburg person. He's set up something called Leapfrog Investments, and he's a young guy, and he's made millions of dollars in around the world. But the thing is, he's doing a lot of social justice work with his funds. And so he spoke. Then there's something called Oz Harvest, and again, set up by Ronnie Khan, former South African, and she has set up an entire network where trucks go around to hotels and weddings and bar mitzvahs and corporate functions where there is so much good food about to go to waste, and it collects it all and distributes it to the poor. And this has now become a national enterprise called Oz Harvest, Oz is obviously Australia, and set up by Ronnie Khan. So she spoke about that. So there were people speaking who have been very active in climate change, And in helping the poor and in helping homeless women and countering domestic violence, all from within the community and all under the umbrella of a social justice summit. So it was really just a great initiative, and with an organization called Stand Up, which again has had a former South African at its head. He's now left it, which takes social justice work and human rights work to immigrant communities, so to Sudanese people and Somalis and people coming to this country from struggling backgrounds. So the whole thing was really inspirational. And the last thing I'll mention on that is that the youngest person was a kid called Gideon Goodman, who's all of 14 years old. And he started a campaign where he got 70,000 people to sign a petition to the government.
Was this about the hospitals?
To say that people who are, Yes. How do you know about that?
I happen to have followed the story because I met, I think his mother happens to be, I think his mother's a doctor, and I met her years ago in Israel, and somehow we connected, and I've just followed the story of this kid, and I thought this was the most incredible story of a 14-year-old who had showed initiative and actually did so much good. It was an incredible story. Tell our listeners about it.
And the policy that which he has got the government to change policy on is to reduce parking fees at hospitals for patients who need regular treatment and who need family and visitors to come in regularly so they don't have to pay the exorbitant amounts which everybody else pays.
Exactly.
So it's just amazing that you're across the story that you've been following. And the government changed its policy as a direct result of this young guy's initiative and amazing enterprise.
Absolutely right. Finally, South African Rabbinical Association Rabbi Yossi Goldman has been is on a speaking tour in Australia.
Yes, I assume his name is well known to you.
Very well known, of course.
So, president of the South African Rabbinical Association. So he's been here in Sydney, he's been in Melbourne, and he's been giving his view on how best to tackle anti-Semitism worldwide. And his take on it all is what he calls is pro-Semitism, and he basically gives a talk, excuse me, where he talks about Jews being, and in fact, it's basically what we've just been talking about, Jews being active in social justice and human rights work, in being proactive across the board, whether it's in business or in the arts or whatever it is, and he actually cites. In the one speech that he gave here in Sydney just a few days ago, he talks about Mandela's trial, where he says where 5 of the 12 co-defendants were Jewish, despite the fact that the Jewish community was, you know, less than 1% of the population. And he just cites that as an example of getting involved in whatever way it is. So just interesting in a, for Chai FM listeners that Rabbi Goldman is running around the country doing his thing at our various synagogues here in the major cities.
Absolutely amazing. That is Vic Aladef, Chief Executive Officer of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We chat to him every Tuesday morning at this time. I'm Howard Feldman.